It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. Wisconsin is rolling out the production of industrial hemp, a crop which it hasn't produced in about 7 decades, but which farmers say may well be a life-saving crop for them. What can hemp do, and what are the issues we have to be aware of in rolling it out? Jennifer Heaton Amrine is the policy analyst at AgChem Management and Plant Industry Bureaus in the Division of Agricultural Resource Management at the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Production. She is with us to talk about industrial hemp, what it can do, and what the issues are that surround it. Jennifer, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me.
So briefly, what does the state's pilot program on industrial hemp allow for?
We are licensing growers to try out growing industrial hemp and processors for processing industrial hemp. We give out the licenses and register them, and they're telling us what they're trying to learn this year.
Okay, and what are they trying to learn?
The growers are looking at different seed varieties. They're growing hemp for different purposes, whether it be seed, fiber, grain, CBD production. Processors are looking at different types of things that they can make as well. We're seeing how hemp grows differently in Wisconsin than it does in some of the other pilot states. What does our soil types, how does that make a difference, the climate? So there's a lot of things that after 70 years we really need to think about and learn.
So seed, what can hemp seed do?
You can put hemp seed, you can grow it for other growers to use and grow for things, or there's different hemp seeds that you can press for oil, and some hemp seeds that can go into food. So there's a lot of different varieties of things you can do.
And CBD oil, I've heard it can do a lot of miraculous things. People who believe in CBD oil really believe in CBD oil and CBD pills and what have you. What is it that the industry here is looking at?
They're looking at a variety of different things. You know, our department doesn't take a strong position on it. It's just one of those products that you can press out of the flower as long as the crop is 0.3% THC or below. It's one of the things you can get an extract for, and processors are trying it for different marketing purposes.
So how many growers have applied for this program?
We had 245 grower licenses issued. That was close to the number who applied. There were a few people that didn't finish their application. And then we had 99 processor license issued.
99. So why is it that it has to be a pilot program? Are you worried that people might say, hey, I want to grow hemp, and then grow the full-blown marijuana plant instead?
Well, officially, industrial hemp is still made from the same plant as marijuana. And so the marijuana cannabis is a controlled substance under the federal controlled substance law. So there was a carve-out in the 2014 Farm Bill that allowed states to have industrial hemp pilot programs as long as the THC content was 0.3% and below.
Okay, so now this fascinates me. If it is technically the same plant, how do they take out the THC?
It's just bred differently, and so the only difference and the only way you can tell the difference is through a test. And we are going out to all of our growers, and as they get close to harvest, we take a sample of their plant and we run it in our regulatory lab and see what the THC content is.
And what happens if the THC content is maybe a little higher than you expected?
If it's a little bit higher, and we do expect that to happen, that there will be some that are a little bit higher because, again, this is a pilot program. We're growing in different climates and growing conditions. They have a chance for a retest. If that doesn't work, we do ask for a crop destruction, and we verify that the crop has been destructed if it doesn't meet the standards. There could be a possibility in the future of allowing the parts of the plants that don't have THC to be used for other purposes. So that's called reconditioning, where you would take out the flowers or the buds that might be a little bit over and do something with the stems and stalks.
And do something like create rope and things like that.
Correct.
So where are we in the growing season?
We're getting towards the end of the growing season. We've just started to get requests for us to come out and do that regulatory sample that takes place anytime 30 days prior to harvest. So what we saw in the planting reports that all of our growers filed was that mid-September is about when people are expecting to harvest. But it could be any time from the beginning of September until probably about the end of September, early October, that the harvest will be taking place.
And you're growing hemp all over the state, so do you expect the harvest to be different in the southern part of the state than, say, in the middle and northern part of the state?
It could be. We had growers plant at quite variable times this year due partially on when they could get seed and partially on the weather. We had a real rainy May in parts of Wisconsin. So it depends partially on that. We also have people that are experimenting as part of their research plan of how late can you plant and still get a crop? Can you get two crops? So it could be that harvest goes a lot longer or shorter depending on when they plant and kind of what their research project is.
So for this,
most people, it looks like, are going to harvest in September.
So for this pilot program, there's only a few farms that are involved. What are you looking for in the future beyond this program?
We're really looking for hemp to be a popular crop in Wisconsin that can be used as part of a farm's regular rotation. I mean, we know it grows here. We were one of the top states in the United States 70 years ago, and that's why there's been so much excitement about Wisconsin starting the industrial hemp pilot program, is people know that we have good conditions for it. But seeds have changed, and, you know, the people who grew it back then aren't around now, so we've still got a lot to learn in terms of planting and harvesting.
Interesting.
And markets.
Do you know a little bit about the history of why it was stopped 70 years ago?
Well, it was very popular for World War II, and then when the Controlled Substances Act came in to be, that was really the push that made it illegal.
So Wisconsin's pilot program is not the only one in the country. How many other states are doing this, and how do we compare?
About 30 to 35 other states now have industrial hemp pilot program laws on the books. Not all of those have active programs. But one of the biggest differences between Wisconsin's program and other states is that we really are open to anybody. A lot of states are limiting the number of growers, limiting the number of processors, picking and choosing. And we've our authorizing legislation said, you know, if you apply and meet the requirements, you can grow industrial hemp in Wisconsin. And that has really allowed a wide variety of research projects to be out there, a wide variety of types of people to be involved. Again, we have it all over the state. So I think the way that the legislature wrote the law really allowed for our program to develop in a different way than maybe some other states that were more restrictive.
So talk to me about the research projects. You're looking at things to do with hemp that we don't already know how to do.
Yep, we will be. Right now, a lot of the research, and again, it's applied research because these growers aren't, you know, affiliated with the university necessarily.
Right.
So the growers are really looking at it from an applied research perspective of how do we plant this, what kind of harvest techniques, how can we use our current equipment to grow hemp, does no-till work, what time of year should we plant? So we're looking at those very basic research questions. How much water does it take? What kind of soil, you know, what kind of fertilizer, how much do we need? There are no commercial pesticides allowed on industrial hemp. So how does weed pressure affect it, and how can we control weeds without pesticides? How about insects? So those are the kind of the basic questions that people are asking right now.
Jennifer Heaton Amrine is a policy advisor for the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Her primary concentration for the last 20 years has been agro-environmental issues. Thanks for joining us, Jennifer.
Thank you.